KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Police officers are clearing out what's left of the Occupy Oakland encampment near City Hall. Just before 6 a.m., a host of law enforcement from various agencies moved in, as promised, after days of serving eviction notices to the squatters. Some occupiers, like Ali Adem, had argued that the space was theirs now.
When we took occupation of the space, this became our private property because this is our own world here. This is our own property. I mean, you know, this is the public's property, okay? And with that is that the little space that we have occupied, our tents and our sleeping areas, that's pretty much our land.
But city officials reclaimed that public space this morning, making a number of arrests as everyone kept the peace. We're joined now this morning live by Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that you were able to walk through the encampment this morning after the police shut it down again. Is that so? And if so, what did you see?
You know, what you'll see is that there has been quite a lot of squalor there, but I listened to your morning report, and I listen to it every morning. The reality is the reason that we closed the camp was because of the violence and the safety issues. We had a murder earlier this weekend. There had been repeated reports of violence, drug dealing, and sexual assaults, and that's become a real problem for the movement. And over the weekend, many of the peaceful demonstrators had left the camp.
Has there been any progress investigating that murder?
You'll have to talk to the police chief.
I imagine it's been tough navigating supporting the protesters and being the face of the government's authority. You and a number of city officials, including the Oakland Police Officers Association, have said that you support the 99%. Many of you have said you are the 99%. But the reality also is that you are the mayor who has a fiduciary and a legal responsibility to keep the city safe and orderly and on time and on budget. How have you navigated that? And do you think it may get easier now going forward?
You know, being a mayor is never easy. It's been very difficult. A lot of people know I have an activist background. On one hand, I support a lot of the movements involved. On the other hand, I'm the mayor of the city and have to guarantee safety and what's good for the economy of everybody in Oakland. So it's been very tough, but I've made every decision based on what I thought was best for the safety and the economy of the city. The Occupy Oakland movement has probably cost the city millions of dollars. Took away precious police officers out of my tougher neighborhoods that are facing violence, and we just had to end the encampment.
Some of the chatter on Twitter that we've been checking out this morning would suggest that at today's General Assembly, they're going to reconnect around 4 o'clock, I believe it is, near the Oakland Public Library, and may decide to reoccupy the plaza. How long do you see this going on, where the squatters show up and you kick them out, and they show up again and you kick them out again, and they show up again? How do you make an end game to all of this?
Well, first of all, there is a group of the peaceful demonstrators who realized that they were not getting any organizing done, who have left and are over at Snow Park and are now looking for a private space similar to Wall Street. Wall Street is actually in a private park, and so this is supposed to be about the organizing and not about encampments. That's a tactic, not a solution. The plaza is a public space. It belongs to all of Oakland and will allow people to gather there for free speech. They can continue to have their general assemblies, but they're not going to be allowed to camp.
There had been reports this morning from the Chronicle that your legal advisor, Dan Siegel, had resigned. He posted on his Facebook page and his Twitter feed the same note. It says, quote, "No longer Mayor Kwan's legal advisor, resigned at 2 a.m. Support Occupy Oakland, not the 1% and its government facilitators," unquote. Your reaction to that?
Dan and I are old friends from the old days, and he was working on one project for me. I thank him for that work. People move on. I'm moving on. Today, I'm really focused on some job creation, working with our federal police monitor. I'm doing the work of the city, and, you know, he and I will have our differences over the years.
To people who may be looking at Oakland and saying, what is it about this town that seems to be facilitating this? There are plenty of occupiers in other cities, and this will be the last question, and I'll let you go. What do you think it is about Oakland that has made this, A, fertile ground for the movement, and, B, so intransigent to try to get the occupiers to leave?
You know, Oakland is really a city of the 99%, and we've been the birthplace of many movements for peace and justice. I think the problem that we have is that we have a very large, intransigent group of people who were more into fighting the police and making the plaza the issue rather than the issues of the 99% movement. And I'm hoping that people are beginning to see that and separating themselves off, and people are sometimes violent and continuing with the work of organizing.
Gotcha. That's Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan. Mayor, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. Mayor Kwan will rejoin us at 9 for KQED's Forum with Michael Krasny. I'm Joshua Johnson. More coverage of Occupy Oakland and the day's other stories online at kqednews.org.